Seeing AI is, I don't know if some of you remember KNFB Reader, which was the big rage when it came out. One was, because one thing was it was $100, which was a little expensive for an iOS app. But it was an app that you could actually use on your phone, and you could actually scan a document with it, and it would read it to you. And Seeing AI, which just came out a little while ago, is free, and it's made by Microsoft, and it does the same thing.
CI.
All right. So this is Seeing AI, and when you come up into the program, if you swipe from left to right, you eventually get to a tab where you have a bunch of choices here.
Quick help, cause announcements, but channel, short text,
so
adjustable.
There's a bunch of channels here. They call them channels. Basically, it's different things that the program can do. And the first one is the one that I use the most.
Channel. Short text.
It's called short text. And I'm going to pull something out of my bag here. Just a piece of mail that I grabbed from home. It's a little card. It's glossy on both sides. I'm going to lay it down here on the table. And I'm going to hold my phone above it so that the camera is facing downwards.
And
we're
going
to try to
short text.
Do this.
Adjustable.
Do a scan here and see what it sees, if it says anything.
Per. Top N. Maxel.
Okay.
M A F H M N 02135. Kevin Cleary, broker slash owner. 617-304-1277. Kevin Cleary at Remax.net. Find out what your home is for. www.myremaxhomeevolu.company.
Wow, that's cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The only problem with this, the short text, is it doesn't save it in memory. But like, let's say you're just going through your mail and you just want to quickly try to figure out what you have for junk mail.
Yeah.
You can use this and it works pretty well. Now if I slide up the next thing, the next channel here,
document,
is document. So let's see if we can get that to work. That'll actually take a picture of it. So I'm going to hold my phone above it and see.
Hold steady. Processing.
There we go.
Button.
Yep, now it just took the picture.
Skip heading.
And I'm going to swipe to the right here.
47 star 11. Click. 0, 2, 1, play button.
Okay.
47 11 bleak button. 0, 2, 1, 3, 3, 5.
Play button. Stop button.
Okay.
Increase font size.
It didn't do
button.
As well with the picture. So, but that's another option. The other thing that
button.
This will do is supposedly it will read barcodes. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Does it read it on specific things like just cans?
Cans. I brought a can with me today. Cans, packages. Let me get my can out here. And I'm sure that John and Jeanette can testify about this because I'm sure they've tried it on cans.
Tim is right. We have found that sometimes when we can't use the real expensive one whose name,
yeah, that one.
Quest and all those, yeah, Galaxies.
ID Mate.
Sometimes when the ID Mate does not read well, John more than I, but we have both been able to get cans to read.
Yeah. Can read all the extra.
And it's all technique. It's,
yeah. You
know, okay.
So
fair enough.
You still, when you're on cans, you know, you're more or less trying to go to the bottom, and I usually put it on a counter and put the phone up against the side of the counter, so the phone stays still, and they kind of spin the can, spin it around, and then you usually get a sound that it sees it, and then at that point you might have to adjust the phone up or down. But.
Yeah.
Huh. I have a can right here. I'm going to go to
back. Button.
Okay.
Back. Menu. But quick help. Take picture. Pause announcements. Channel. Document. Adjust product.
Okay, it says product. What I'm gonna do is I'm holding the phone in one hand. Now, John, tell me how you did this. And now maybe
put it like the can on like sit the top of the desk and then
okay.
Put the phone against the side of the desk, say, and then
okay.
Aim at the
can. Okay.
And then just kind of spin the can.
All right. Now I'm gonna spin the can. Spinning the can. Of course, it may be too close to the.
It may be too close.
Yeah. All right, it's not working. Let me try it again here.
You want John to come and try it?
No, I think I can do it because I. Okay. Here we go.
There you go.
Now it's getting a little beep here.
You're getting beeps. It's getting warm, maybe.
Yeah. Let's get. Okay.
So again, maybe then you need to go up or down with the
phone. Yep. Yeah, because the phone's got to be a certain distance away for it to... It is, it is.
I think I'd get impatient and just open the can.
What is in a can? Oh,
like, oh, we're going to find out.
Oh, I just had it. Hold on.
You got to, like, line up with the seam of the can and then go...
Oh, yeah,
at this point,
and it's on
just
the
open.
Bottom, usually to the right of the seam.
Yeah,
that's right. It's got a nice little note.
But you can't touch it to the phone, which makes it difficult for
right.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's got to be a certain distance from the phone in order for it to. All right, let's try this.
How many inches away?
It depends how big the object is.
Right. Do with all kinds of.
So it doesn't matter any size.
You don't do it like
yeah. It's really antique, kind of a trial and error thing.
I am. I was closed there for a second.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, the other thing is, it's probably, this Bluetooth is probably instituting a delay, which probably isn't helping.
I've done this where, like, if you can't get the product thing to work, sometimes I just put in short text.
Yep.
And I'll just find any piece of text on that.
All right, well, let's try that.
Channel.
It'll find
short text.
Come on.
Oh, 45.
Something 45.
Tim, hold the phone straight and swivel.
Oh, and spin the can? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But do it slowly.
One of the things that what's weird is that when you do short text, sometimes after it talks, it's hard to like reset.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Short text. Bacon.
Bacon.
I bet it's
with specially. Specially cured. Specially. And savory. Savory. A-U-O-A and savory.
I think it's baked beans, actually. Sometimes, the biggest problem with the database is it's still like the ID Mate has a database where they've got over 4 million products.
Yeah,
this database with this app, I think it's probably they pull it either from Google or someplace, and so not necessarily everything's in the database. How much of your stuff, Jeanette and John, have you guys found that's actually?
What's interesting on the times that they would love to know people use the ID Mate for, especially if they're doing a lot of stuff, is this is only like you're going to just do one or two things. But what's interesting is certain things where the ID Mate will give you really nothing much, this thing will work. So it's like, it's kind of nice having both. This definitely does not do everything you would get from the ID Mate's.
Instruction, yeah.
But
it's
surprising because, like, some of my Weight Watchers stuff that I've purchased that will never be in, like, the ID Mate base, we've been able to figure out what they were with seeing AI.
It'll say big beans say, but then it'll say more information, there's more information button, you can double tap on that.
Right.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I would say that in terms of, it's still hard acquiring the barcode because unlike the ID Mate, which has a totally omnidirectional scanner in it, this doesn't. But I would say of all the apps that say they can scan barcodes, I think Seeing AI has it right in terms of the methodology they use. They with the ID Mate, they update the database about twice a year. So that you can, if you've got any of the units, you can get the update so you can keep it up to date. The Galaxy is faster.
I found that the short text with Seeing AI is the only, and I've been looking for something for a while that would read like the little hotel, like shampoos and conditioners.
Yes.
That does a pretty good job.
Yes.
It's actually amazing, yes. The short text. But
it'll even read some things like identifying aspirin versus Advil and those kinds of medications.
Or still sometimes I forget which things are there, you know, start or whatever. It'll actually would read the wording on appliances.
I've also used it to read my computer. Like
I was about to say, I've done that a lot. It actually does that a very good job.
Yes.
So what else we got, Tim?
Well, there's a color identifier built in. I haven't really, have you guys, John, have you guys tested that one?
No. I'm doing the same one. Seem to make it not exactly right, but there's a place where you can hit a double tap and you can explore the scene. You actually can run your finger around the screen because you've taken a picture. There's a picture on the phone screen of what you just took a picture of, and now you can move your finger around, get a sense of what is there, and it will actually tell you things like desk, person. When I did it at Mass General, and it told me where the exit was. I have no idea how it knew there was the exit, but it did. And it was right on.
Let me try that.
Scene preview.
Okay, scene preview. Oh no, so what do I, I'm on the scene preview, so what do I do here? Just,
are you with me now?
Yeah.
It should be a place where you can take a picture.
All right.
Channel. Scene preview.
Go to the left.
Channel. Yeah. Take picture.
All right. Button. So I've got the phone pointed in front of out towards the audience here. So I'm gonna take a picture. Double tap.
Processing. Prob group of people in a room.
Button.
Probably a group of people in a room.
So now we're in the picture.
Probably a group of people in a room. Save photo. Button. Share. Button. Explore photo. Button.
Explore photo. Okay.
Explore processing.
Now you can run your, once it's done, you run your finger around.
Three items detected. Move your finger over the screen to explore. Chair. High text blocks button. Chair. Quick high text blocks button.
High text box it says.
Okay.
Back button. High text blocks button. Quick help button.
What's interesting is in the scene, quick help button. If you had looked at the picture, it's sort of in the same orientation.
Yes.
High text block back button. Back button. High text person.
Person.
Person. Chair.
So person, chair, and high text box. That's funny.
Same pre-currency. Person.
Okay, person. So who should I do? Should I do Frank?
Yeah.
Take picture. I'm going to take a picture of Frank here.
You take somebody in profile or face on? Or?
Face, take picture.
All right. Hit that.
Right, ready? Here we go.
Take processing. 56-year-old man with brown hair looking happy.
Exactly. Is it wrong or right?
It's wrong.
Okay.
He's younger than that.
Tim, do you know of any stands that are available so it's less tedious, like scanning documents?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. There's the one I have from England, which is called the giraffe, which is made out of cardboard. Then there's one, Blind Mice Megamall sells one, which is made out of wood. But there's a couple different ones, Mika.
And is there much difference?
I don't think so. I think they all keep it. The aim is that they all keep the thing above, about 12 inches from the actual document.
I tell you, I saw something very ingenious, and this actually came from a blind vendor. What they did is they went to Staples and they bought a Lucite acrylic phone stand, a telephone stand, like something you put like a normal desk phone on. And they put their iPhone camera face up under that.
Yeah.
And when they want to scan something, they just put it on top of the scan.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, yeah.
I think KNFB Reader, frankly, has gotten worse.
Yeah.
Oh, we do too.
A lot worse.
So you don't think it's worth getting, actually?
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
What
I tell
the
you
deal
what,
is.
The bar has changed because there's so many other apps out there that have gotten so much better. So in relation to other apps, it's just not worth it anymore.
You know, it really was a proof of concept, basically.
Yeah.
And it worked. It's gotten a lot of these companies to start doing these things that we may or may not have gotten. So it worked.
And I think also because originally it was an actual device.
The PDA thing was a couple thousand dollars.
That's still $3,500, yeah.
I think what it is, I think the cameras have gotten more sophisticated.
The cameras
it's just not done anything with that. You know, it hasn't upgraded itself.
Yeah.